Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Welcome. In Mishlei and Proverbs, there is a verse that states like this: Divrei Nargon Kemislahamim. The words of a complainer are similar to someone who punches another person. Vehem Yardu Chadrei Batin. They go in like into a person's stomach. What does this mean? That some people can insult others and they claim that, well, I'm not physically hurting anyone, I'm just saying words. What are words? But the reality is, says King Solomon in his wisdom, and as the Vilna Gaon explains, speaking hurtfully to someone is worse than hitting another person. But even if a person has a bruise, it's going to heal. However, words go deep in a person's mind. Words can stay for a lifetime. So as physical pain has a temporary aspect to it, it's not going to last, it's going to go away. But words can have a lifetime negative effect. And that's why the Talmud says in Tractate Bava Metzia, the Talmud tells us that hurting a person with words is worse than cheating somebody financially. Let's say you have a person who takes a piece of very inexpensive metal and paints it over with gold and claims that it's pure gold. He sells it for a lot of money. So he cheated somebody financially. So there's two things. When you cheat somebody financially, you can always regret it and return it. And also, you're not hurting the person themselves. You're taking their money. It's wrong. It's stealing. It's a crime. But it's not as big a crime as if you hurt somebody with words. You insult somebody. You put somebody down. Because negative words go in a person's mind. They can create a virus in the person's brain about themselves. The person's self-image can go down. The person's belief in himself is hurt. And sometimes a parent or a teacher insulting a young child, putting them down, limiting their vision of themselves, can prevent that child from accomplishing all that they could accomplish. We each have tremendous ability to do positive things, and we all need encouragement for others. And what we don't need is somebody using their power of speech to put us down. We have to be careful, realize that when we speak to another person, if we insult them, we limit them verbally. What we're doing is a crime. It's painful. And think of the good. Always think, what's the right way I should do? How can I use my words to encourage? How can I use my words to inspire? What can I say to this person and that person and that person? Words that'll live with them their entire life, that will enhance their lives. Imagine what it's going to feel like if you knew that you say something encouraging to another person and 50 years later, that person looks back. You know what a changing point in my life was? You know what's something that really encouraged me? That 50 years ago, this person told me something that made a major impact on my life. Conversely, wouldn't it be awful feeling that you insulted somebody, you limited somebody, you put somebody down, you prevented them from a tremendous accomplishments? If we could just have a vision, what that person would be like if we used our words in ways to enhance that person. So that's why we have to be so careful when we speak, not to insult someone, not to cause them pain with words. Pain with words is a crime, and therefore, Think first. When I speak, how can I use my power of words and ways to enhance people's lives? And then you know that you're powerful. You believe in your ability to have a positive impact on people's lives. May you be able to help many people throughout your life, because every time you do, you are enhancing and growing yourself.